Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
You have a great date. You think that you're going to get another one. It's all gravy until it's not. Speaking of gravy, this is weird. His name is Grady. Grady, good morning.
Grady, this is a first.
Good morning.
Never met a Grady before. I bet you get that all the time, huh?
No, not really. I mean, people don't usually comment on my name, but I appreciate that, man. Good to be your first.
All right. Well, good morning, and thank you so much for calling us. We're sorry that we have to meet under these circumstances.
Right.
But we understand that you've been ghosted, so we're going to try to figure this out. First, though, give us a backstory. What's the deal?
Yeah, man. I really thought this relationship was going to be like a done deal, man. I mean, like, we were just this close to being official. She came over to my apartment, and we watched movies, and it felt like way more serious than, like, the casual hookups that we've been having. Because before, like, on our first date and our next couple of dates, like, we went out multiple times, but this was, like, the first time she'd ever come over.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, like, I haven't heard from her in a week, and, like, I'm trying not to be, like, super needy about it. I don't want to just, like, spam her phone, but, like, I did send, like, a couple texts and, like, some questions and emojis, but, like, it's just not working. And I don't know what's going on, but I heard that you guys do this thing, and so I figured maybe you could help.
Brad Booker, can you put Grady on hold real quick? Just real quick. Real quick.
Just put him on hold. Hang on just a second, Grady. Hang on.
Doesn't he sound like the California guy that moved to Austin?
It's like, kosher, dude.
Right? Right?
It's,
I mean,
kosher.
Hey, we'll take anyone, but I'm just saying he doesn't sound Austin.
All right, hey, no shade. Hang on. I don't even know where we were. Okay, so you went out multiple times. You guys had good times. She came to your house. Multiple texts, questions about why she's not responding, and you haven't heard anything. Are we caught up? Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Let's call Donna and see if we can figure this out. Okay, hang on.
Hello?
Donna, hey, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We are morning radio hosts with a show on Mix 94.7, and we do a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and I just want to give you everything up front here so you're not taken off guard. We're here to help, actually, not put you in a weird situation. We just want to try to get some answers for Grady, who called us, and he's on the phone. He said awesome things about you, was really excited about the future, but said he hasn't heard from you and isn't quite sure why you're not responding to his text. So this is what we do. We thought we would give you a ring and see what's going on.
Okay. That was a lot of information.
That was a lot. I know. So are you mad at him? Did he do something wrong? Are you involved with someone else? What's the deal? Do you mind?
Yeah, he did do something, and I feel like it's going to sound like it's a like a minute detail when you think about it, but like I just feel like it says something. It's kind of like a red flag for me.
What was it?
Okay, I went over to his apartment, and we were like watching a movie on Disney Plus, and he didn't have an account, so I logged into my account on his smart TV. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, my dogs are mad about this too. Okay.
That's funny.
Anyway, I logged in on my account on his TV, and ever since then, he's been watching stuff on my account.
Okay.
Which I think is, you know, like super bizarre, like a grown man using my streaming account. And I get it if it was like an accident or if he wasn't like trying super hard to use my account, but like I went to the trouble of logging out of other devices. And he must have seen me, like, notice my username and password when he logged in, because he re-logged in.
Wait,
and
what?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, Donna, let's set the record straight right now. This is crazy. Grady.
Yeah, I'm here.
You heard what she said. Were you using her account? Were you still watching stuff on her account?
I mean, yeah, I keep using the account. I thought it was a super nice thing that she trusted me when she logged in. And so I thought it'd be okay for me to use it since, like, we were kind of together, and it seemed like things were getting closer to official. I mean,
okay. All right.
All the time, man. What's the problem?
Did you see her put her username and password in?
No, it just auto-saved.
But she said she logged out.
Yeah, she logged out, but it auto-saved her username and password, so whenever I clicked over it, whenever I was hovering over it, auto-filled her information.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't?
I believe. I don't know. I mean, I never log out of my Disney Plus.
Okay.
But I will tell you, there's profiles, and it shows you that clearly you don't,
but it
you know
it's
not yours.
But it will log out of everybody. Oh, well, whatever. Anyway, Donna, there you go. I don't know if he saved her username and password, if he saw it or whatever, but he said it auto-saved.
I didn't save it. I went to go pull it up to see if it was still logged in, and it wasn't. But like when I hovered over the username, it auto-filled the username and password. So I clicked enter and continued using it. I don't see what the big deal is.
That's why you didn't want to go out with him anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just like, it was just like gross and not hot to me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, mm-hmm?
This is just not attractive.
What is not attractive?
A man mooching off my streaming account.
Wait a minute. You mooch off your dad's streaming accounts.
It's different.
But it's a man mooching off
a... different.
She nailed it. Family. It's blood.
Audrey, you're dating a guy, and you have a Disney Plus account. He doesn't. Are you okay with him using your info?
Maybe one day eventually, but I wouldn't feel great about it.
Okay.
That's like a red flag in a relationship. If your significant other needs your password.
Are you saying that we can't get over this hurdle? Is it you're already moving forward, Donna? Is that the deal?
Yeah. I just found it so unattractive that, like, I don't feel like I can get that feeling back. Like, it was such a turnoff. I don't know.
Look, this is, you're a little bit too much for me. I'm good.
Okay, cool. Well, then all your problems are solved.
You no,
great.
I will
now you just need
that.
To get a
this
Disney
isn't going
Plus
anywhere. We got ahead of commercials.
What was the question again, Booker? Is it going to work out?
I have no idea.
No, there's your answer.